queer in us, we will stab you in your cowardly heart and defile your dead, puny bodies. Sounds like a pretty determined bunch, don't they? We will write poems of the love between men. We will stage plays in which man openly caresses man. We will make films about the love between heroic men who will replace the cheap, superficial, sentimental, insipid, juvenile, heterosexual infatuations presently dominating your cinema screens. We shall sculpt statues of beautiful young men, of bold athletes, which will be placed in your parks, your squares, your plazas. The museums of the world will be filled only with paintings of graceful, naked young men. Our writers and artists will make love between men fashionable and de rigueur, and we will succeed because we are adept at setting styles. We will eliminate heterosexual liaisons through usage of the devices of wit and ridicule, devices which we are skillful in employing. We will unmask the powerful homosexuals who masquerade as heterosexuals. You will be shocked and frightened when you find that your president and their sons, your industrialists, your senators, your mayors, your generals, your athletes, your film stars, your television personalities, your civic leaders, your priests are not safe, familiar bureaucrats, heterosexual figures you assume them to be. They're homosexuals. We are speaking of homosexuals because we're always among you. We may not be sitting across the desk from you. We may be sleeping in the same bed with you. There will be no compromises. We're not middle-class weaklings. We're highly intelligent. We are the natural aristocrats of the human race, and steely-minded aristocrats never, see here something, never settling for less. Those who oppose us will be exiled. We shall raise vast private armies as Mishima did to defeat you. We will conquer the world because warriors inspired by and banded together by homosexual love and honor are invincible, as were the ancient Greek soldiers. In the family unit, spawning ground of lies, betrayals, mediocrity, hypocrisy, and violence will be abolished. The family unit, which only dampens imagination and curbs free will, must be eliminated. Perfect boys will be conceived and grown in the genetic laboratory. They will be bonded together in communal setting under the control and instruction of homosexual savants. All churches who condemn us will be closed. Our only gods are handsome young men. We will adhere to a cult of beauty, moral, and aesthetic. All that is ugly and vulgar and banal will be annihilated. Since we are alienated from middle-class heterosexual conventions, we are free to live our lives according to the dictates of the pure imagination. For us, too much is not enough. The exquisite society to emerge will be governed by an elite comprised of gay poets. One of the homoeroticism, a new society, one of the major requirements for a position of power in the new society of homoeroticism will be indulgence in the Greek passion. Any man contaminated with heterosexual lust will be automatically barred from a position of influence. All males who insist on remaining stupidly heterosexual will be tried in homosexual courts of justice and will become invisible men. We shall rewrite history. History filled and debased with your heterosexual lies and distortions. We shall portray the homosexuality of the great leaders and thinkers who have shaped the world. We will demonstrate that homosexuality and intelligence and imagination are inextricably linked, and that homosexuality is a requirement for true nobility, true beauty in a man. We shall be victorious because we are fueled with the ferocious bitterness of the oppressed who have been forced to play seemingly bit parts in your dumb heterosexual shows throughout the ages. We too are capable of firing guns and manning the barricades of the ultimate revolution. Tremble, hetero swine, when we appear before you with our masks. That sound like they said on Mischief? God help us in this world. These stupid preachers out here, I don't give two hoots about them. Like I mentioned, Kenneth Copeland, Hagin, all this bunch of junk out here propagating a gospel that's absolutely perverted, contributing to the downhill plunge of this republic and the Christian liberty, religious liberty, personal liberty that we've enjoyed for two centuries is going to pot because of these stupid, penny-waste preachers that are wimps and are twisting the scriptures to the destruction of God's people and to this great nation. God have mercy, saints. Praise the Lord. My people, you've been called to become the light of the world. You're the salt of the earth. And you're my voices in the midst of a rising darkness in which there will be pressures from every side. There will be other voices. But your voice must prevail above the voices of these that are compromisers and betrayers of the trust that my people have put into these voices. Yea, I have chosen you and called you out that you may stand up and shine in the midst of this rising darkness. Be strong, my people. Hearken not to the voice of the compromisers. Don't listen to those that tell you it's here or there or somewhere else, because I have chosen you and called you out. I'm in the midst of you, and I will guide you with my eye, and my glory shall rise upon thee. If you'll walk with me and cleanse yourselves from the filthiness of the flesh and the spirit and walk in the fear of God, I will surely lift you up and anoint you to cry out against these abominations and these rising threats to your liberty, to your freedom, that you can go in the power of my spirit and prevail in the midst of this rising storm that is rising against this generation because of their rebellion against me. My judgments will be in the earth, and when my judgments are in the earth, the people will learn righteousness. Fear not to face the future, for I will surely be with thee, saith the Lord, and thou shalt cry out, and I will preserve thee, for thou hast been chosen and called to me to be my lights, and thou shalt shine for my glory. Hearken unto my voice, for I will surely lead thee and be with thee in all that thou doest for my glory, saith the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There's something these guys don't know. God's going to send judgment in this nation. They're not going to be able to do all this they claim they're going to do. God's going to take over. Now, if men kept the house, kept guarding the fort, we'd be in desperate trouble. But I tell you, God's going to take over things. God's going to rise, as he said in Isaiah 28, and do a strange work and bring to pass a strange act. So don't you be mockers, or I'll make your band strong, for there's a consumption decreed upon the whole earth. God have mercy. God's going to take care of these homosexuals. God's going to take care of them. He took care of them in Sodom and Gomorrah, didn't he? He'll take care of them. I know we can't, but I know God will. God ain't going to let them rascals overrun us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Let us pray. Father, take this message and burn it in every heart. Stir it. God may consume them. Consume them with a passion, with a drive, with a motivation, God. Lord, like a hook in their jaw. Just as it were.